When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I expect a merry and festive interview coming up shortly here with one CC Sabathia, who is going to be taking a part with a celebrity pickleball bash, Sam Lubman. Yes, the celebrity pickleball bash in San Francisco is going to be taking place Saturday, February 15th, and Sunday, February 16th, at the iconic Warfield Theater. Some of the local celebrities include Brandi Chastain, Chris Mullin, Hunter Pence, Terrell Owens, who I guess, CC, has been doing a lot of trash talking, one T.O., to you. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Oh, I can't complain,
doing
man.
Very good today.
We're talking to you, CC Sabathia.
One of the true aces of baseball,
man. 251 wins, 3,000 strikeouts, six-time All-Star, Cy Young Award winner, World Series freaking champion, and most importantly, CC, the pride of Vallejo, Valley Joe, baby. It's Mac Dre and CC, as far as I'm concerned, and E40. That's the top three for me. Actually,
that's a pretty good trifecta.
Jeff
right there.
Gordon as well.
Right.
Don't sleep on Jeff Gordon as well.
It's a quad factor.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, man.
A lot of talent up there. You got her. You got LaRussell now. Maddie Coughlin. Vallejo's a special place.
Let's go. Absolutely. Hey, can you tell us about this celebrity pickleball bash? Why are you a part of it? What are you guys doing? And pickleball in general, what made you get started in this? Because I'm seeing pickleball courts and equipment. And it's like the fastest growing sport in America.
It really is. I mean, it's something that, I've picked up in my retirement and, you know, just kind of being a country club guy now, you know, where it's golf and pickleball. So, when I heard about the celebrity bash, you know, being, you know, home in the Bay Area, and like you said, you know, anytime you get T.O. involved, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. Anthony Anderson, Jalen Brunson, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And T.O.'s super competitive. He's already talking a lot of trash. We know he's probably in the best shape of he could probably still play in the NFL right now. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Me, it's my knees are bad, but I can still move around a pickleball court pretty good. So I got a lot of reach. So we'll see what happens.
For sure. No, between all the injuries the 49ers are sustaining right now, they might need you, CC and T.O., to go out there and play maybe some tight end for him alongside George Kittle. CC Sabathia joining us here on the River Islands guest line. As all guests appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. And CC, you know, I really want to ask you this, and we'll get to, you know, some of the biggest stories in the offseason when it comes to the hot stove and stuff like that, but specifically here with the San Francisco Giants and being from the Bay Area, did you ever feel that there was a perception when it came to players and whether or not they wanted to sign here, whether it was with the Giants, whether it was with the A's, that the Bay Area as a place to live and as a market, did you feel like it was an enticing place for some players that were heading into free agency to come and, you know, test out, you know, do I want to play in San Francisco? Do I want to play with the A's? Do I see myself being a face of this, of Bay Area? Did you feel like there was some apprehension from a lot of players? Because it's a big thing here now that the Giants finally landed a guy in Willie Adames, maybe not to the likes of a Juan Soto, but Buster Posey coming in and kind of trying to, how do I say this, kind of retooling and putting a new face on the Bay Area as a place to come for free agents.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it was always a place. I mean, the year I became a free agent, you know, they had just signed Barry Zito over there. So, I think for pitchers, it's always a destination because that park is so big. You know what I'm saying? I think it's always harder to attract hitters to places where people, you know, perceive the park to be, you know, a graveyard or somewhere that to be a pitcher's park. So I think that's probably been the biggest problem, is just, you know, trying to attract, you know, front line, you know, middle of the lineup guys. But you, I mean, you could always, you know, could always get pitch in there and develop hitters, and you know, I mean, it worked for him in the, you know, in the 2010. So, you know, Buster has the formula. He knows the formula. He played there, and you know, understands the market. So I think they're on the right track.
Yeah, CC, you say the Giants are on the right track, obviously, about adding, they just added Willy Adames there, and obviously right off the bat, that kind of sort of starts to change the perception. Once you get one guy, others, you know, will kind of follow behind him there. But do you think that's kind of a case where you see a guy like Adames sign, oh, well, maybe we should sign there as well, like other people do? Like, do you think that is kind of a situation where guys see a guy like Adames sign, so they want to follow in suit? And then when you look at the Giants right now, just from a hole on the outside looking in, with Adames on board, where do you kind of see them right now fitting in with the rest of the NL West, you know, with the understanding there's still a lot of offseason left to go right now?
Yeah, there's a lot of offseason left to go. I mean, I think you have to, you know, take into account they lost Blake Snell. That's going to be a huge, you know, blow to that rotation. Still got Logan Webb there. You know, adding Willie is huge. I mean, I think that's going to be big. You know, obviously, you know, the Dodgers and the Padres are still playing out there out west. And, you know, Arizona made a big push 2 years ago going to the World Series. So, you know, it's very competitive out there. You know, but like I said, I mean, these guys are on the right track. Hiring Buster, I think, is something that, you know, is definitely going to help the organization and, you know, get back to where, you know, they're up there competing with, you know, the Dodgers and now the Padres every year. You know, who knows what we'll see what the Padres are going to do. I heard rumor the other day they're trying to trade Bogarts. So, you know, they may be doing some retooling. Jackson Profar is a free agent. So, you know, Tanner Scott's a free agent. So they got some roster moves to make, too.
CC Sabathia joining us here on the River Islands guest line. Spadoni and Ludman in for Bonte and Chasky here on the Morning Roast. And CC, a guy that has made his bones in Milwaukee, like yourself did for a hot second, is Corbin Burnes. That's a big name right now. He's been linked to the Giants in recent reports. How do you feel him, A, as a pitcher, and B, do you see him as a fit here in San Francisco?
Corbin Burnes?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, I love Corbin, man. I've been knowing him, Corbin, for you know a couple years now. Just getting a chance to chop it up with him and you know talk pitching. I think yeah, like I said, I mean, I think San Francisco is always a huge market, especially for frontline starters. You know, I think he's a guy that you know can you know he hits all four quadrants of the strike zone. He you know to me, he's you know this generation's you know Doc Holliday. The way he can manipulate the ball both sides of the plate. You know, so I think, you know, I'm excited to see where he lands. And I think, yeah, I think it'd be huge if he can end up in San Francisco. I think that, I mean, that turns everything around. And, you know, for sure after leaving, you know, losing Blake Snell.
Yeah, talking to CC Sabathia here on the Morning Roast, former Yankees pitcher, Brewers, played in Cleveland for a while, won a World Series with the Yankees. But I do want to, I got a Yankee-related here question here, CC, because you were once courted by the Pinstripes. They sat down, they offered you a contract, and you said yes to that contract and obviously won a ring, and the rest is history after that. The other week, though, we saw one of the bigger names in free agency spurn the Yankees, and I'm talking about, of course, Juan Soto, spurning a big-money deal for the from the Yankees to go and join the New York Mets. He said the New York is a Mets town now, and it always has been. I'm curious, as someone who went through the free agency process, was recruited by the Yankees, said yes to the Yankees, what were your thoughts of when you saw Juan Soto, you know, basically go to the team that for years a lot of people kind of looked as the number two team in New York, in the New York Mets, rather than, you know, do what you did and go to the New York Yankees?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, he has every right to feel the way he wants to feel. I mean, you know, playing here in New York, though, and I think
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Everybody knows that, you know, this town is, you know, ran by the Pinstripes and ran by the Bronx. I mean, he had a great year in New York last year, and I think he always wanted to be a Met. You know, I think, you know, you got to take into account where guys always want to go. I liken it to when KD left OKC and came to the Bay. I mean, he always wanted to play for the Warriors. You know, knowing him and having a chance to talk to him before he even made that move, like, that was a move that I wasn't surprised that he was going to make. So it's kind of the same thing with Juan, where, you know, you kind of got the feel throughout the year that, you know, Queens is a place that he wanted to play. He always talked about how well he played in New York, hadn't played in Yankee Stadium, you know, that much. And so it was all about Citi Field. And I'm excited for him. I think it's great that, you know, he's, you know, headlining, you know, in Queens. I think him and Lindor are going to be, you know, awesome over there. I went to a couple of playoff games over there, and the vibe is great. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun for them, for those two to get together. I do think that they may need to sign another hitter, somebody to protect them, maybe a starter or two, you know, so that roster, you know, even though they've, you know, spent close to $1 billion already on one player, still needs some retooling to, you know, get back to even where they were last year. I mean, they struggled last year at the beginning. They had a, you know, tough sledding. They got hot at the end, made the playoffs, made it to the NLCS, but, you know, even just to have a, you know, a good season next year and try to win a division, I think they got to do some retooling to that roster, too.
Talking with CC Sabathia, who's going to be taking a part in the Celebrity Pickleball Bash here in San Francisco Saturday, February 15th and Sunday, February 16th at the iconic Warfield Theater. You can buy tickets now at CelebrityPickleballBash.com. Sam Lubman, your thoughts on what CC just had to say?
No, I think that's really interesting there. Just, I mean, obviously, the whole deal with Juan, I thought it was interesting. The family suite being a deal breaker for him, I thought was kind of an interesting, but yeah, you're right, CC, it is his decision at the end of the day. And but I'm kind of curious though, when it comes to free agency recruiting, as a player, what do you remember from that offseason back before the 2009 season when the Yankees came to you and made the pitch to you? What was it like getting recruited by them? What was their pitch like to you? And what was the moment where you realized, like, the best thing for my career will be donning the pinstripes?
I think, you know, for me, just, you know, want a chance to win every year. You know, that was something that was super important to me. And, you know, I think if you have a chance to go into free agency and you're getting courted by teams, I think if winning is important to you and you feel like, you know, winning is something that, you know, you want to do and it's important in your career, there's no way you can turn down the Yankees. Every year they're putting a team out there that's trying to win the World Series. You know, there's never a year where we're, you know, rebuilding or taking a step back or anything like that. Everything is full-fledged, trying to win the World Series every season. And that's what was the most appealing to me. You know, some people, you know, talk about wanting to win and, you know, it being the most important thing, but, you know, when it comes down to it and you know, you look around the league, It's only really one place to go to have that opportunity every single year, and that's in the Bronx.
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, no team sells the idea of winning better than the Yankees with their history. But obviously, CeCe, you were the top free agent that offseason. I remember following your free agency a lot. But what were the other teams that I think were the hardest, went the hardest in recruiting you? And was there a team that almost, I guess, kind of push the Yankees off that top pedestal? I guess, who came in second, I guess, in your eyes to signing you that offseason?
Probably would have been Anaheim. It would have been Anaheim. They came in, made a strong offer, but, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, you know, wanting to win and have a, you know, have a chance to win every single year, year in and year out, and I end up, you know, I signed a 7-year deal, end up staying here for 11 years. With the opportunity, you know, I played deep in the playoffs pretty much every single year I was here. But that free agency, the next, you know, highest offer would have been from Anaheim.
Talking with CeCe Sabathia here, Cy Young Award winner, World Series champion, and in my opinion, a Hall of Famer. CeCe, I wonder if that's something that you think about one day, eventually hearing your name and going to Cooperstown and being a part of a Hall of Fame class. Is that something that you think about, like, cognizant, or is in the back of your mind? Or are you saying, you know what, I've won a World Series, I've won a Cy Young, that's good enough for me? What are your thoughts on that in the Hall of Fame process? Because you're going to be coming eligible here.
I'm eligible this year.
Yep.
This is my first year eligible on the ballot. I'm excited. I mean, I would love to go into the Hall of Fame. I think there's something, you know, I didn't play for, you know, going to the Hall of Fame. I always played to, you know, make my family proud, my city proud, and, you know, really to get out of Vallejo. But to have my career be considered a Hall of Fame career is special. You know, hopefully one day it happens when, you know, it can happen at any time, you know, and I'll be super excited about it. It's something that I do think about. You know, now that you're done playing, you know, you get a chance to sit back and kind of reflect on the things you did and, you know, be a fan and, I think it'll be exciting and super cool to one day go into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Here, I want to do a quick rapid fire with you. You've been so good to us here before we say goodbye. I know, and I'm looking at your Insta, I'm looking at your Twitter, you're a big Halloween guy. Are you as big of a Christmas guy, though, as a Halloween guy? Because I'm a big Christmas guy. Halloween's okay. And maybe we can split the difference. Maybe our favorite movie could both be A Nightmare Before Christmas. Am I right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, having four kids and, you know, having a big family, you got to be a big holiday guy. So, you know, Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving are, you know, traditional baseball off-season holidays and things that we can celebrate, you know, Memorial Day, you know, 4th of July, all those different, you know, Labor Day, we are the entertainment. So, you know, I think if you ask any baseball player what their favorite holiday would be, it would probably be Thanksgiving or Christmas, and no different in this family.
CeCe, being that you're a local guy here from Vallejo, I've seen you at Warrior games in the past. I'm pretty sure you're still, as a Warrior fan, I know you're still locked in on the Dubs, right?
Yeah. I just haven't been to the new arena. I haven't yet been to the new arena in San Francisco.
Oh, we got to get him out
we
there.
We got to get you down to Chase.
Still at Oracle, so CeCe, we'll see.
Raymond Ritter, if you're listening,
we're filling in
make
for the
happen.
King of the Bay Area sports media right now, Bonte Hill, who does pre- and post-game coverage for NBC Sports Bay Area. I'm sure
we'll talk
he can hook
him.
It up there.
Bonte could probably make it happen.
Absolutely.
But I'm kind of curious, CeCe, there's a lot going on with the Dubs right now, obviously. Steph Curry, the conversations we've been having this morning, is Steph still, you know, a legitimate number one? Thoughts on Dennis Schroeder? What's the next move? I was making the case that the Warriors should go get Zion Williamson. I know that's a lot I'm throwing at you right now, but your thoughts on Dennis Schroeder, your thoughts on Steph, and what's next for the Warriors right now? Where are you at right now on the Dubs?
No, I think Steph can still be a number one. I think, you know, you look at what he did over the summer in the Olympics. I mean, he, you know, those last two games, it's incredible. So I think I definitely think he needs a sidekick. I think he needs somebody else to alleviate some of the scoring and, you know, some of the running around that he can do and have him fresh for, you know, April for the playoff run. So, yeah, I mean, Zion, I mean, Jimmy Butler, I heard, would be great. I mean, you know, making a move for one of these, you know, other superstar, you know, kind of number ones that would help Steph kind of with that pressure, I think would be huge.
All right, one last one here, CeCe. I know you're a big-time Raider fan. Hasn't been a great season. 2-11
here. I mean, it's been a great season, though. We got Shador on the way, hopefully.
There it is. He gets it. You want Shador?
Yeah.
You're talking to a big Raider fan in Spadoni here, CC.
I don't need them to win these next two games, man. I know it's going to be hard to lose in Jacksonville, but I don't need them to win these next two games, and then we end up 4-13, and then we have the fifth pick. That'd be the worst thing.
Oh, CC, I almost fainted if they completed that Hail Mary on Monday Night Football. They would have gone with the number one overall pick to number seven, and that would have been coal in my stocking at that point. Just keep starting Desmond Ridder. They'll lose these next three games. That's a fact. But you're in on Shador over Cam Ward, huh?
Oh, I'm in on Shador, and I've been to Colorado to see him twice. I went down last year. I saw him against USC, and then I went this year against Kansas State, and I love him. I mean, I went to go watch him play against Caleb Williams. He made every throw that Caleb can make. Every throw. He was just as good. So I'm excited, and like I said, hopefully we can pull this off. And the buzz around here, though, is that the Giants are looking to tank one more year and try to get Arch. So I think we might be in the clear if that happens.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir, brother. Hey, CC, we appreciate the time, man.
Thank you very much, CC.
Check him out at the Warfield Theater for the Celebrity Pickleball Bash in San Francisco, Saturday, February 15th and Sunday, February 16th. Buy tickets now at celebritypickleballbash.com. CC, appreciate the time, man.
No problem, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you. That was him. Hey, Cy Young winner, World Series champion, and he said it right there, baby. He wants Shador.
Slide for Shador.